News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Clear skies and 2 degrees at 10:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. Voting is now underway in Ukraine's Crimea region to see if it will become part of Russia. The U.S. and its European allies say the referendum set for Sunday is illegal and unconstitutional because Russian troops are now in control of the region. U.S. officials expect Crimean voters will choose to become part of Russia. They also say stiff sanctions against Russia could happen as soon as Monday. Investigators are trying to determine what exactly caused a deadly explosion at two New York City apartments as they reached the basement levels of the buildings. Emergency crews have already cleared most of the debris, allowing NTSB investigators access to the gas lines and meters. Three people in Portage County are now facing arson charges following the investigation of an April 2013 fire in Plover. 18-year-old Patrick Nowak was brought in on the charges last week and is being held in a $10,000 cash bond. 23-year-old Jeannie Rumportal and 25-year-old Brian McLeod are already in custody on separate cases. Nowak will be back in court March 24th for a hearing in the arson case. In sports, the Badgers lost to Michigan State last night 83-75. The Michigan State Spartans will now take on the Michigan Wolverines in the Big Ten Championship. The Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Sunny skies continuing today, a high near 20. Tonight, increasing clouds, a low of 8. A chance of flurries in the afternoon on Monday with a high near 29. Mostly cloudy skies Tuesday with a high near 39. And a chance of snow again on Wednesday with a high near 34. You can get a complete six-day forecast and up-to-the-minute weather radar on our website at WSAU.com. Just click the weather tab on the homepage. I'm Raymond Newport on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.